You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Teenage Head from the Flamin' Groovies right there. You're listening to Steel City Music, your host Gunner here, of course. And the reason why I started off this set, the beginning of everything, I guess, so far as I'm starting the show, it's the namesake of Hamilton's own Teenage Head. And, I mean, that's how the story goes as far as I was told years ago, because when I was a young dude, Teenage Head guys were like 12 or 13 years older than me. So I knew about them when I was like grade 10 at West Hill High School, because they all those guys used to go to that high school and they grew up in that area. So I guess there's like books out on them. There's like all smaller documentaries about them, that sort of thing. So they have a lot of nostalgia here in Hamilton, Ontario. And they were just favorites of fans of rock and roll and Canadian punk, that sort of thing. So this hour of music I'm dedicating to Teenage Head, because on November 3rd on TVO, a documentary was shot over the last year or so in a bit. And it's called Picture My Face, The Story of Teenage Head. And I'm pretty excited about it. Now, also remember, November 3rd is the election down in the States. And I don't know about you, but I think I'm probably going to end up watching this, and I'm gonna watch that instead of the election. Why? Because it's a dumpster fire down there. I'd rather watch something like this that means something a little bit more to me, the history of rock and roll here in Hamilton, Ontario. It's like it's just right there with Teenage Head. I'm kind of excited about the whole thing. But back to Westdale, these guys were like older than me, so like they're like gods. When I was growing up, all my friends learned to play their music. They were all into them. All my other older friends were in different bands, like Tom Wilson and the Florida Razors used to open up for Teenage Head. They were all friends. So I grew up on the nostalgia, the big mystique about this band has always been around me. So when I finally get to meet them later on in life, I'm completely starstruck because of all of the stories that I've heard. There's like this huge buildup for me from everything. I'm a bit of a fanboy on the whole thing. So that's where I'm at. And this hour of music is, like I said, is mixed with Teenage Head stuff. And I'm also, I have another connection with one of my best friends drums for Teenage Head. My good friend Gene Champagne, who I've known since I was in my early 20s and I was the tour manager of the Killjoys. Even they used to do shows with Teenage Head, and we were always awestruck. And it's so funny, years and years later, Gene ends up drumming with a revamped version featuring Dave Rave on vocals. So in this first set of music, you're going to hear Ain't Got No Sense from Teenage Head, Wild One as well. No, sorry, Ain't Got No Sense, Lucy Potato. We'll be starting things off music-wise. But before that, I wanted to play the audio from the trailer for Picture My Face, The Teenage Head Story, on November 3rd, 7 p.m. on TVO. Check it out. You have to watch this. It's going to be great. Guaranteed.
Hi, you've reached Gord Lewis's voicemail. I can't make it to the phone right now. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
He's crashing.
You know, we need to help him.
My bedmate was bottles and bottles of pills.
You can get pretty lost.
Like the pain.
Him and Frank had a real brotherhood. How do you know until somebody goes?
It's quite incredible to survive it.
Wind it up and set it loose.
You guys were lucky you had a band like that. Yeah, very lucky.
You know, radio was playing our records. And that wasn't easy back then. You had Michael Jackson and Pink Floyd and Genesis and, oh, Teenage Head.
Gord could play lead guitar really well. That was a very integral part of the group. They meshed everything, put everything together, and it worked.
Gord took a turn for the worse when Frank passed away. Not only loss of a friend, loss of someone at such a young age. It's gone. Took it hard.
When you look back at this band now, what do you think about it?
Survival.
Gord's not coming to soundcheck today.
I'm pissed off mood now.
Gord could have played his last show right now. We don't know.
It's strange because you're dealing with depression.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we sort of look at the band like, what's wrong? What are we doing wrong? We're not doing all wrong.
Sure, Frank died young. And we all miss him. Does that have to take you out too?
Yeah, Gord just texted a short little sentence. I can make it. All rock and roll.
Tom, do you remember me? Picture my face. Tom, do you miss smiling me? Will I walk away? Yes, do I need a buck? I need it, man. I'm a
some top-down action there for you. You're listening to Steel City Music, and that was Teenage Head, and I am Gunner. November 3rd, TVO, Teenage Head documentary, Picture My Face. Check it out. This whole hour is dedicated to Teenage Head. Now, earlier on, I mentioned that I was a tour manager for the Killjoys. My buddy Gene Champagne was a drummer of that band. So we would do all these shows around Southern Ontario, across Canada, blah, 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 blah. But one of our biggest treats was always doing shows with local Hamilton acts on other bills. So we would always have someone to hang out with. And who better than Teenage Head to hang out with? I think we are in Cayuga. I think we're in Cayuga. There's the Tragically Hips playing, 97.7 Hits FM. I don't know why I remember this stuff is presenting. All these bands are in the bill, and of course, the Killjoys are playing before Teenage Head. So when we go to the backstage area, where there's like two trailers in our area, one's for Teenage Head, one's for the Killjoys. But in the middle, there's this giant picnic table, and all the guys from Teenage Head are sitting there having a beer, relaxing before their set. And we roll in, and then it just immediately starts, like the jokes at our expense, right? You know, and that's how. I don't know wherever you're from, but here in Hamilton, you know, we just crap on one another in a loving way. And the Teenage Head guys were like, were yapping at us as we're coming in, laughing about stuff, that sort of thing. And then we look over and the dear departed Frankie Venom was lying there relaxing. And he was like, he was chirping us from where he was lying down, and we're just all laughing. And it was like, Frank, why don't you tell him what happened to you? And, turns out he was feeling kind of sick because he fell asleep in the sun. What he did was he fell asleep in the sun and he had left his hand on his chest, right? So when he finally woke up and he moved his hand, he was completely sunburned, but the good part of his right hand and his forearm on his chest was the outline of like where there was no sunburn. And I could not stop laughing because it's just like something that, you know, your buddy would do. Anyone is, but him doing it just made it that much funnier. That's all. So we're just, it was just like one of those funny times where you hang out with your idols and you're just having a laugh, and laughter is very infectious with friends and rock and roll. And that's what I always remember about Teenage Head when I was younger, is that wherever they were playing, whenever I saw them, I was always laughing. I was laughing with them, I was laughing at them, and I was laughing at the crowd, because everybody just had a really, really, really good time. And I think that's the kind of things that I miss sometimes when I see a rock band, is that the feeling of laughter and really getting into it, right? So, you know, God bless Frankie Kerr for his role in Teenage Head. So this next set of music I'm going to spin is, I'm just going to play a whole album. How's that? Frantic City album. So why don't we do that? One of my favorites. You'll hear Disgusting, Brand New Cadillac, Take It, Something on My Mind, Let's Shake, Total Love, and I think we'll start things off, which was the beginning of the album, Wild One. Just great drumming on this as well. It's a great album. Here's Teenage Head, Frantic City. Enjoy, 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 enjoy.
I'm a real wild child. Go! Rappers out of Wildwood.
Line wild one.
Who gotta keep a singing, baby? Gotta keep a moving, baby. Don't you kind of my style? I'm a real wild guy.
I'm not afraid to
boy, wrap it up. I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm busy selling out, so I got to get backstage to my women and my cocaine. So what else do you want to know?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah. me take you back, way back, honey.
Something else.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Never coming back. I'm baby, baby, baby. Won't you listen to me?
life to live.
Priest man, knock a bell off. You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey, my next guest joining me on the line right now is an associate who I used to work with, who later turned out to be a friend of mine, which is always nice when you become friends with people that you work with, which is so strange these days, folks. It just doesn't happen all the time, especially for me. Joining me right now is events manager from the Mohawk Students Association, Ty Howie, a.k.a. Robbins Avenue, which is another music project. Hi, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
How'd you like that intro?
That was an amazing intro.
Thank you.
It's actually better now because when we say we're friends, we're actually like virtual friends.
Yeah. That's a good joke. How unfortunate for every. Maybe that's the key to keeping a friendship is that I'll just be friends with you virtually. I really can't take too much of you. So like, at least I could turn the camera off.
Yeah.
That's how we're kind of dealing with everything right now in the middle of this COVID pandemic lockdown, but not lockdown. That's going to be last with us for the next little while, I suppose. I used to work for the MSA. I was your assistant on part of the team for a while there, and we're putting on some events, and that's how we know each other. And we also know each other from the musical background as well. And you were, when we used to be able to do some live shows up at the radio station,